USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 100 House Republicans are throwing their support behind a lawsuit from Texas's Attorney General seeking to stop four states from casting their votes at the Electoral College. The lawmakers signed an amicus brief Thursday in support of the suit, which is asking the Supreme Court to overturn the election results in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, citing those states unlawfully changing their absentee voting laws. Attorneys general from 18 other states have also joined the suit. Initial job list claims jumped sharply, with nearly 853,000 Americans filing claims last week. That's the highest level since September. Continuing claims also rose for the first time since August, now numbering 5.7 million. The spike coming as coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, and Congress is still not any closer on another coronavirus stimulus package. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In the wake of devastation from two major hurricanes last month, a caravan of Central American migrants is heading for the U.S. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also soon begin. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not concerned about California Representative Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years in terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
The Prime Minister of Lebanon has been charged in an August explosion that killed 200 people in the nation's capital. Hassan Diab has been charged with negligence in the blast, along with three of his former cabinet ministers. Diab's entire cabinet resigned after the blast that was caused by a large amount of ammonium nitrate stored at the city of Beirut's port. And the Prime Minister of the UK is warning that there may not be a trade deal with the European Union by the end of the year. Boris Johnson has spent several days in Brussels trying to hammer out a deal with the EU before December 31st, when the UK is set to stop following the EU's trade rules. If no deal is reached, goods coming and going between the UK and EU would begin to be subject to border checks and taxes at the end of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.